Hey, how are you?
Good.
What happened yesterday? Did just like Heidi lose track of something she was supposed to be working on, or?
I only got Jessica's version of it, which is kind of like, oh, Heidi just did it,
Dump
and
this on
or
there. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, honestly.
Fair.
I was
Fair
like,
enough.
yeah, so I get this call. Oh, can you guys do it in 2 hours? Well,
Yeah.
yeah, I said, I said, give us three, and we did it.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. Have you heard back from Eric yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so we
It,
don't know if it's
I,
done.
yeah, I took it. I took the other packet over to Heidi yesterday afternoon, and she said she kind of assumed it was good to go, but just needed the final
Okay.
okay for it.
Cool. Cool. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, Brady.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Chris.
Renee, can you ballpark how many people are supposed to be here?
Let me double check the invite because it was the bulk is coming. I know Tony's not. Hold on 1 sec.
Okay, Rizzo's not here. Okay.
And then I think mostly everyone. Thea didn't respond, so we're looking at about 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8. It's about 10 plus a few guests.
Okay, we'll wait a couple more minutes if that works for everybody.
Oh, Thea is here. Cool. Hi, Thea.
Ashley just texted me that she won't be able to be here.
Okay. I think we probably have most of everybody who's going to join us today. So, we're going to do introductions just for sake of introductions. So, good morning. I'm Rebecca Calder. I'm the Vice Chancellor for Institutional Advancement and Economic Development. And I don't want to go in college order, so I'm just going to pick people. So, Mark, you get to go next.
Mark Knight, information architect, also chaos architect for the district.
Cool. Thea?
Thea Quigley, I'm the Associate Dean of CTE at RCC.
Brady?
Brady Kerr, music industry studies faculty and co-chair for this committee.
Chris Laverso.
I'm Chris Laverso. I'm the senior graphic designer for the district.
Leslie?
Hello, everybody. I'm Leslie Vargas, public affairs officer helping Moreno Valley College. I'm out of breath because I was running from another building. And then the inside, I'm like a little bit overweight in the inside of my body. Okay. So I'm catching my breath.
Always make me laugh. Always make me laugh. Chris Clark.
Hello, everybody. Chris Clark, Executive Director of External Relations and Strategic Communications.
Jessica.
Hi everyone, Jessica Vieira here. I'm stationed at RCC, Public Affairs Officer, and my friend Tony will not be making it today.
Thank you for the heads up. Lindsay.
Good morning, Lindsay Sweeney. I'm the Public Affairs Officer for Norfolk College.
Chris Engel.
Everybody, I'm Chris Rangel, multimedia specialist, and Chris number three, if I have that correct.
That's why I did the last name. So I was like, oh, we got a lot of Chris's. Good morning, Patrick. You want to do a little chime in?
Hi, I'm here.
Your faculty RCC media something.
Oh, yeah, applied digital media and printing graphics.
Thank you. And is it Salma? My, I can do better on pictures.
No, yeah. Hi, I'm Salma.
Good
I'm a student at Norco College, and I'm the Senator of Activities for ASMC.
Awesome. Thank you. We don't always get students, so I appreciate you joining. And Renee.
morning. I'm the Executive Administrative Assistant to the Vice Chancellor of Institutional Advancement and Economic Development. We love long titles here, and I love all the Chris's. Thank you.
In the packet is are the minutes from last time. If I could have people take a look and then maybe take a vote. And I get a motion.
I motion.
Thank you. Second.
Second.
Thank you. Is there anyone opposed? Okay, if you need abstention, let me know. Otherwise, we'll work off consensus. We'll get to updates because we will have time. Chris has a few updates. So, Chris, I don't care what order you go in, but the floor is yours.
Okay.
That's Chris Clark, just for the sake of the rest of the group's time.
I can get this frog out of my throat. So let's talk about the maps first. And I'm not really certain what we want to accomplish with the maps, other than do we want to establish guidelines, or are we just talking about updating the current maps? What's the
There was some
exact.
feedback from the Noels of the world specifically, but a variety, and each one of you has something a little bit different. I think we agreed that Norco was happy with theirs, but the digital map and the flat maps don't match. I'm not sure about at any of the colleges. Do any of you know if your maps match? The printed map versus the digital map.
The digital needs to be updated.
Okay. To match the flat map, which you believe to be correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
At MVC, Noel recently updated our flat map, like about a month ago.
Okay. And I assume it matches the digital map.
Yes.
Do you know if the map that Noel updated made it to Central Graphics, to the Crispin, et cetera?
No, because no, I don't know if it did, but I know Veronica does, and they work, her and Noel work together. So I don't know if they updated, but I can check.
Chris, since you're on the Verso, since you're on, do you like this is impacting you directly? So, how does I guess which pieces do you need?
I'm checking my email right now. I think we got them emailed to us. If not, I'll let Noel know. But yeah, if there's ever an updated map, we do need to have them in case we're updating like a catalog or something. That way we have the correct one for sure. But I'm pretty sure a few weeks ago we got that email, so I'll double check and I'll drop it in chat if I have that too.
Okay, but you only have it in theory from MVC.
We have a store of everybody's, whether or not they are the most current, I'm not sure.
You
Because
don't
sometimes
know.
they get updated and we just don't get told.
Who does the update if it's not?
It's
Who
supposed to be
updates?
Deb. It's supposed to be Deb, but sometimes it's the process has gotten kind of muddled. What I would love to see is a process to get it updated, and if it's with us, cool. If it's somewhere else, have that baked into the process that it gets sent to us.
Sure.
We've had it be edited, and then they ask for the current map, and we're like, "Here you go," and they're like, "Oh wait, no, this isn't current," and we're like, "What?" So, yeah, if we're not told, we don't know if it's the latest or not. So
From the
just
college's
wondering.
perspective, if there's a plan, if there's a guideline or process being developed, is there any reason why that can't just sit with graphics? Like you all say, our math needs to be updated, and like in MVC's case, Noelle did it. Like, should it be the web people? Like, I'm trying to figure out whose desk is it supposed to sit on? Is it supposed to sit on a graphic designer's desk, like Deb or Chris, or is it supposed to sit on a web text job like
I
Noelle?
think it just depends because, like, at RCC, right? Usually it's kind of like a combined effort, but it usually sits on Liz's desk, and then it gets uploaded to the website. Or if it's on the digital map that gets updated, then it goes to Leo's desk. So it's kind of like a team effort over here. So if like things need to be changed, it would just go to the
But
team.
it sounds like Leo doesn't do anything until Liz already has, which means it's sitting with the web people. Okay. Brady, any chance you know how it gets updated at
I
Norco?
have no idea.
Okay, that's okay. I'm just guessing it's probably not Lenny, but I
I'm
wonder.
guessing
So,
it's not too.
yeah. Okay. So, Chris, to answer your question, one, there's a work piece that we're going to go do, but guidelines. Or some kind of flow procedural process needs to be developed because it's not clear where it's sitting and it needs to sit at the same place or places so that people know where to go. From a campus perspective, again, is there any outside of oper and who it's assigned to, is there interest or operational need of why it would need to be wrapped into college administration other than just information?
I know when our 3D map was created, that was back with Kevin Fleming. So that's a million years ago. And things are not marked correctly.
Okay, as of now or since
Yeah,
then?
the last time that we met, we kind of talked about it and I looked at it. Lindsay might have an update. I'm not sure.
I don't really have an update. I haven't really had a chance to sit down and look at the maps and compare them. And unfortunately, I don't have much insight.
No big deal.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Rebecca. We just got to figure out where it lives and how to
Yeah.
keep it alive.
Can I make a case for graphics having it at
Yes.
our desk? Deb has been traditionally the one to update it for as long as she's been here, I think. She has each of them, the original files for an 8.5 by 11 and 24 by 36, horizontal, vertical, all of that. She has all of them on different layers. Like she can make a different type of map with the layers she has for each of these maps. So say it's for a certain student need or emergency services or stuff like that. They're very intricately put together.
Yeah.
And I think some of that might get lost if it's getting pieced apart by other people. I would love to collaborate with the colleges to have them be accurate. And then if we send them out and we know they're accurate, we also know that we have the most accurate one as well. So our customers know they can trust us with, hey, we have the most recent map.
Let's please do that. Yeah.
I would
I
love.
feel like facilities is going to go to that space and then the web is where it's hosted, right? It's not necessarily owned there. So,
For a while there, we were working with facilities at RCC. I can't remember her name, but she was trying to get everything like a process together of facilities makes the request for a building name change or a new building or something. And then it comes to us. We have the official name, we have all of that, the dimensions, and so we can scale it properly. But that kind of got dropped soon after it was proposed. This was like 5 or 6 years ago.
was it with Evelyn?
No,
Okay.
gosh, I can't remember her name. She's very, very tall and blonde, and I can't remember her name. And she works at the
Okay.
facilities.
Are you talking about Janelle Wortman?
Janelle, yes,
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
at
she's on
RCC.
the
Okay.
facility
Yeah, at
naming
RCC,
committee
yeah.
too. Yeah, she's on the naming committee too.
Let's, Renee, can you make a separate note to one of us And Chris, it might be you. We'll reach out to Janelle to see if she's got the last draft she had, and maybe we just start from there.
For Norco, I would imagine Trevon Bell would be our.
Yep.
Okay.
And those two are both on facilities naming. So, okay.
I think we've got the. So we've got several different types of maps here that we're talking about too, right? So I think the ones that Chris is talking about specifically are the flat printed and digital maps, right? That are more like a cartographer's map that has a legend and distances and stuff. And we've tried to update and keep those. In fact, when Brian came on and got his drone license, I know he did several passes over each campus to try to help us get that more accurate. So that's one aspect of it. And so there is some technical aspect to it that we could coordinate with facilities to make that the most accurate and uniform across the district. I think there's some good reasoning behind that. But then there are also 3D maps that have been done to a different degree at each college. And as far as I know, we haven't been directly involved in any of those projects because those have been done by a third-party vendor.
Correct.
I'm not saying that we couldn't do them, but I think at this point, there's different ones for each college, and they're very different that way. And then there's also what they call campus tours. In some cases, that's combined with the 3D maps, and in other cases, that's separate, and is usually a panoramic type of video production. Where you can walk from place to place, kind of like what you'd see on Google Maps if you go into a street view type of thing. So those are the three types. And like I said, they're at different stages at different campuses. And on those 3D, on the tour, campus tour maps, again, I don't believe that our creative department has been involved in those. Because again, I think those have been done by outside vendors that have come in and done a contract that way. So we can limit this discussion to the printed flat cartography type maps, or we can expand it to cover all three types. And then we can talk about, where each one should reside and how it should be formulated. I don't know if the colleges really want us to regulate or administer all of that. Maybe they like having the 3D maps or the tour maps done independently, and that's fine.
I
I'm
don't have a
okay either
problem.
way.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with them doing pieces of it, but I think there needs to be general guidelines and structure that everybody's working off of. And then if they end up hiring a vendor to do some 3D version of it, fine, because it supports student services. And frankly, we don't have the budget to support all three of those. So if the collective is good with this, what we'll do is for the next round is we will have some kind of draft of ownership, responsibility, charge, overall process procedure for all mapping, allowing flexibility for the campus tours, but knowing that those are built off of what in essence starts as a flat map, switches to digital. And then that way we have a central repository for what our mapping looks like. Which hopefully will lead to more wayfinding and things for facilities to do on the campuses, but it gives a central place. I think the structure that Chris was talking about, going back to possibly a reference document from Janelle of how the process flows, because the map shouldn't just change because they should change because a building name has changed. We've added a structure. This street doesn't go through anymore. Parking is there now, whatever. But in theory, those are all going to resonate. Or instigate out of facilities. Does that What do y'all think?
I'm going to chime in and say at Moreno Valley College, they meet as a committee. Facilities, Noel and Veronica, because Veronica's the designer here. They actually meet when new things happen, determine it. Then they loop me in once something has changed. But so I think if we are going to make it the process change where it moves towards district, then you might just want to talk to them since they have a whole
That's fine.
full on process that is
We
going.
can go through that. The problem is they're doing it for their campus and it's not being rolled up to the place that's responsible for the compliance of the catalog and schedule. And like that's where it comes back to part of why it's in this committee. So I think if places are doing a good job, then we just kind of insert a toe into it. So I don't want to mess up their process and flow because what you just said, Leslie, doesn't, I don't think, counter with what is likely in Janelle's document of facilities having how we define facilities, whether it's Hussein facilities or the college local facilities. So does that work? Like structure-wise, we'll come back after the spring and have some kind of draft for consideration. Okay. Are there any,
Yes.
from the college's perspective, is there anything that you want to make sure gets retained? And I will talk with, as we're going through this, Chanel will feed in some of the comments and Brady will make sure and talk to Trey too.
Awesome.
Leslie, is it Ron at NBC?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll make sure. And at least Noel will obviously have feedback as well.
I think at the so I think it is a combination because we do have like at MVC the last map changes and things were to indicate where the restrooms were located and identifying which ones were multi-gender and which ones were assigned by gender. So but I don't think they had any building changes in that last iteration. It was simply to mark that. And we wanted to, and we gave some input on that to make sure that we were using the same type of symbols and things across all three maps. But yeah, so I think it has to be a joint effort. And we'll get all of their input as we make this initial draft to.
Cool. We'll bring that back for conversation in the spring.
Okay. On any of these that we're discussing right now, if you have suggestions or if you have drafts of guidelines that have been established or procedures that you've used at your colleges, please forward them directly to me, and we'll make sure that those are considered as we're making these initial drafts. I hate to rewrite things that have already been thought about and, you know, deeply considered and stuff. So please search out your campuses, find any policies or procedures that have been done on this, and then send them to me and we'll make sure that they're incorporated into this. Actually, why don't we have it sent to, you can send it to dmcc at rccd.edu and then copy me if you would. Okay. So the next discussion item is similar to the maps in that we've been talking about logo creation and the process for that. And we've discovered that each campus has slightly different ones. Again, the discussion is, do we want to have, and we believe we do, this one I have a stronger opinion about, but that we want to have a guidelines document drafted. It would be helpful again if we get any kind of document from each of the colleges if you've already established a methodology or a process to establishing new logos.
I think Norco's the only one that's done that. I don't think the other, Patrick, have you all I don't think you've had a logo conversation and created guidelines or anything.
On the
We have a
MVC
clear
page, there's a list of
policy.
guidelines.
Oh, thanks. Go ahead,
Yeah.
Patrick.
Well, I was just saying, I don't think we have a clear policy or anything. We just have the basic branding discussion to follow the branding guide.
Okay.
And at
Yeah, some of it
MVC,
is covered.
all things go through Chris Liverso. Like if we get a request, Veronica, correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, but she always says she has to work with you and they talk to you and work it out with you. And then whatever you design, they bring it back to us. If something needs to be changed, kind of like we just redid the head for our mascot.
I think so. I don't know that I've seen the new head for the mascot. I know I was asked to work on it, but I haven't been able to put a lot of time into it. But I think they have had it done. It sounds like they've had it done.
I don't think it's official. I think they said they had to wait for you.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I'm
It's
saying.
in
I
the
think
works. It's been a
they
very
wait for
long
you.
year,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah.
I think it's similar
It
too with us. Like whenever we get a request, it's usually escalated to the designers to make a logo so it follows the protocols.
Yeah. But there's no, so when I look at MVC's logo page, it's just how to use the logo, not like I want a new logo. What's the process? So whereas Norco's gone through a participatory governance structure, I don't think Riverside has done this. I think people just say, hey, I want a logo, and it goes to the designer, but there's no structure or process in terms of how or where it flows. Is that fair? There's an ad hoc thing.
Can I chime in? Because I remember,
Okay.
Patrick, you did a lot. So when I was there, how the process would work is if somebody wanted, we didn't call it a logo, we called it a visual mark. Because
Okay,
if it's not
fair.
co-branded, it's not going to be a new logo. But it would go to Patrick and he would yay or nay if it meets the, like it would come to me, I would send it to Patrick, he would yay or nay. Then it would decide if it goes to the designers or if they were going to like work on it together. That was what was happening when I was there.
Well,
Sometimes
they
it was a
would.
no, you can't have it. And sometimes it was like, he's like, yes, this could work. And then it would go for a visual mark to the designers.
Well, it's not like it would come to me. It would come to the MRC because there were questions on whether or not it met the branding guide. So to make a call on whether or not it followed our branding standards, it would come to the committee, which usually meant me talking to Chris and the designers and Mark.
Okay. So there's an ad hoc process. So if I'm just a regular faculty member or I'm a new manager, how do I know that I'm supposed to come to one of you?
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's no
Okay.
like direction. It would be nice if there was a flow for that. But whenever there's a disagreement or a question, they would have it brought to the marketing committee to make a decision.
So that works where there are marketing committees, but there aren't marketing
Yeah.
committees
And it'd be
everywhere.
great if we had
So,
an art director, but we so.
Rebecca, it's different for Norco now. Like we did do that visual mark with the Mustang and the shield, but our marketing committee has dissolved. And so it's just me, Ashley, and Michael Collins that even do anything when we do something. So we don't have that flow you're talking about.
So it sounds like we should come up with a flow that
Yeah.
is generic enough for the colleges to decide how it works, whether it's three people or a formal committee, but it's at the discretion. We'll probably d have the presidents define the process because it is an administrative process. And then that way it can be to whoever the faculty representatives are on this committee. Like they can make it pretty generic at that point. But any that will give everybody a place to start. If I'm the new athletics director at RCC and I want a new logo, I don't just send Sammy to go figure it out, right? Like somebody can Google something and look. Outside of at some point, it needs to go through the college process, however the colleges define that. Is there anything else that, I think we do need to distinguish logo versus visual mark. there are more and more people who want that representation. And if it's internal to the college, I don't generally care. I'm only interested in the outbound stuff. Is there any there are there any points of concern that you all been in this long enough where we need to address it in writing because we know that there's going to be a pothole?
Yes, because of taste level.
Oh, fair. Okay.
Yeah, that's where we've tried to at least have the committee discuss it or have a few of us discuss it, just so we could try to have a creative eye looking at the request. But like I said, because we don't have an administrative process, we don't have people in those particular positions. I basically just volunteered to facilitate that.
I guess like I have
So,
a question that like accompanies all this. So like at RCC, I know it's not the case for Norco, so I'm sorry, Brady. But I know at like RCC and at Moreno Valley College, we have a marketing team. So theoretically, like most people just automatically go to the marketing team because they don't know where to go for a logo. And then they would be advised to go to the designers or to Patrick or whatever. And I know you're talking about setting up guidelines to do that, but I think it's important that we include the marketing teams at the colleges that do like the designing or the marketing in that process. So I guess it's more of like a sidebar than a question that we include them in the step-by-step process that we go through so that they don't get like this logo last minute and it's like, this is now our logo. And it's like, wait a minute, we had no idea this is going on.
it kind of works reverse for my situation where like I'll get a logo or be asked to put a logo on something and I'm like, where did this come from? I've never seen this before. I didn't know this was even a thing. So I do want to have that open communication of I know where to go if something pops up and I'm not sure if it's a legal logo or not. I know who to talk to. Hey Liz, did you design this? Tony, did you design this? So if we have something more established, then I know where to go to ask the right questions to find out, did someone just Google this logo and give it to me and we're gonna get sued, or can we actually use it? And then I can put it on our archive, and then I know, hey, if someone asks for this again, here you go. I know exactly which one you're talking about.
I agree. I think it should be like a step process where it's the marketing team and then it gets escalated at that point to the designers for them to review and then maybe it goes to the committee to discuss because then all the stakeholders are involved because what we're seeing is stakeholders are being alienated of the process and then not being looped in of what has been decided.
Yeah, where I do know where like who to talk to about stuff, like I've bugged Brady a couple times of like, hey, does this fit your brand guidelines? I'm not quite sure. Can you help me out?
Yeah.
So I do try to be as communicative as I can. I just don't. Sometimes those committees shift or dissolve or add people, subtract people, and I'm never quite sure who to go to sometimes.
You can always come to me because I'm the one with good taste.
You are, and you always answer my emails, and I love that. Thank you so much. Brady, we appreciate you very much.
No, of course.
Okay, so we're gonna take, go ahead, Mark. I'm sorry.
Just one thing that might be beneficial as far as setting up this process is some a guideline to be where to begin as far as philosophically we want a new logo should have this, not do this. So some kind of components to that when anybody is working on, they know this is the process and these are the rules, guidelines, whatever, for when you're creating it, don't use X colors or these particular components should or should not be used, these fonts should or should not be used. I'm not saying we're trying to restrict or define it, but have some kind of guideline or starting point. And philosophically, this is what the brand represents and how you should use it.
I mean, in theory, that, yeah, I'm, that should be, I mean, these are guidelines. So I think that that is appropriate versus in an AP or BP, because this is not meant, this is meant to guide people, right? So yes, I like that idea kind of as
In
a
fact,
preamble to the opening.
I'd probably go even one step further, and there are best practices for logos, especially and Patrick can back me up or discredit me here, but for example, normally you want to have a logo be vector art so that it can be resized to different dimensions and still have all the same qualities and measurements and colors and everything. You also want it to be something that can be used or have rules on how it's used as far as on a dark background or on a light background. Most of the time in traditional logo creation, you want a design that is not 3D, it's flat, so it can be used for things like graphics on t-shirts or on hats or pens, or so that it can be a variety of uses and stuff. So there are some best practices that we can probably agree upon that are used. I don't want to restrict the creativity, but it really makes it hard when somebody uses an image, for example, and they want that to be their logo. But when you go to resize it, there's all sorts of problems and stuff. So, Patrick, any thoughts or?
I agree. I think what you've mentioned is true with the practical terms of printing and reusing the graphics. I was also thinking, based on what you're saying, that a lot of times it's kind of a back and forth because something shows up in the print shop to print and they'd never even passed it by anybody before. And so then they start questioning, okay, is this a legit thing? Do we use it or not? So somehow the process has to have multiple entry points so people can get help with their design process, because I can see a situation where if the rules are too restrictive, people will just bypass it completely and ignore it. So
yeah,
my two cents are, Chris brought up a really good point about like vector art specifically. I've run into this a couple times where it just doesn't exist. There is no vector art at all. It's a very small JPEG and we have to figure it out or redraw it. Or if we ask for a vector, they drop in a raster JPEG into a vector file, and that doesn't make it a vector file. It just makes it a JPEG in a Illustrator file. And then we have to redraw it anyway. And that takes time out of our day, and it makes the project that they want take longer. So having that be very clear, I don't want to scare people away from doing their own, but maybe some people should be scared away from doing their own and have it come to us. That way it can be comprehensive and effective. I think that would be like encourage, like, hey, if you just don't feel comfortable, here's where to go to get a professional logo, and we'll take the heat off of you, take it off of your plate, kind of thing.
I'm also, and I don't know if Chris has seen them, but where we're starting to see AI generated logos.
Yes. Yep.
People will say, oh, I want my, give me an RCC logo that is for this area, and it comes up, or district or something.
Yeah. That's the other part that I think needs to be addressed in our guidelines is there a different process for a logo that's being created for a department, or for the entire college, or for a class, or a group of classes? We want to encourage students to be creative. And I know, Patrick, when you're teaching this, I mean, at some art colleges and stuff, there's whole courses based on logo design and stuff. I have several textbooks in my office that are big, huge, thick textbooks on how to create logos. And generally speaking, they do have some best practices up front that people follow. But I know when we're printing things and when something comes to us for use on a website or something like that, the place we have the most problem with is usually those that don't have a background in art and have just pulled something either from AI or from an image that they like to combine an image with a word. So But I think having different categories, do all of the logos have to go through the marketing team, or do we call it something else if it's going to be something that's just for a class? You know, is that where we use an icon, for example, or a...
Yeah, I think Leslie mentioned that too, that there's a difference. And I think that's a good idea because, and something Rebecca said earlier too about outward facing or inward facing things or temporary things, you know, that are just for an event, just for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So it's got to be something permanent.
Yeah.
Permanent, outward facing, representative of the college somehow that really has to go through the vetting process. But
yeah. But I think within those guidelines, I think we can define what that is, to your point of what does require some scrutiny and then what doesn't. And then because good, bad, right, or wrong, and this is an internal to our group, but lots of people do create flyers. While we would like to see it centralized and streamlined and everybody should be following the brand standards. So because that ability lies in so many people's job descriptions, we want to make it easier for them. And so those guidelines and those definitions of a logo versus a visual mark versus, and kind of have all of that. And then the hierarchy of how it needs to go through based on who the audience is. So we'll work on that as well for the spring. I don't know that there are any working documents, but if there are, as Chris pointed out, please share them. Otherwise, we'll start off best practice and work backwards. Does that work? Cool. Chris, couple minutes on photography guidelines.
Okay. So the photography guidelines, and maybe on some of these others, we need to do kind of the same thing. For photography, we're going to bring together the photographers throughout the district and discuss the photography guidelines in a retreat / summit where we're talking about and trying to incorporate the different guidelines that different colleges and different people have used, and again, try to establish best practices for photography. So we did that with the videography. We started with just a preliminary draft, but then we had our summit and were able to refine that with the input from each of the colleges and from specialists at each college. So we want to do the same thing with photography. We've got a couple of different versions of photography guidelines that have been circulated, and not one of them seems to be inclusive or they seem to be done from different perspectives instead of from an institutional perspective. So that's what we want to try to do on that. But we're planning to get the group together in December or early January to have that discussion and draft the photography guidelines. On the quality assurance, we already have a draft that has been going through our department. It's more of a procedures than a guidelines. So we may have to treat that a little differently. It may not rise to the level of guidelines, but it's something that we're using internally. So that as we're preparing something for, especially for print, but it also has to do with digital, that we have certain assurances on the copywriting and on the style and layout design overall. So we have those. So when something goes to print, that it's ready to print, that the graphics are the right sizes and dots per inch and all that. So I know Chris has been working on that draft with Mark and I, and it's time for us to probably start circulating that in this group because we've already talked about that. So we'll make sure that happens on that.
And what I'm hearing is we'll have three sets of guidelines for people to review in the spring.
Yeah.
Cool. Any questions, comments, concerns on photography or things you want to see included? because all three colleges do it, like Chris said, a little bit differently. One of the things I do want to make sure happens is that uploads happen into the central repository so that everybody can use imagery across the district. So, other than
Can
that, I'm going
I
to go
add
ahead.
Rebecca naming
For sure.
convention that for the photos, the naming convention, because I know sometimes I could type, let's say firefighters, lots of things will come up. Sometimes I know like a picture of our law enforcement exists that I wanted because I was there, and I'll look for that event and find the photo, but it's not listed by law enforcement or police. So I think we need to work on like a consistent, like a shortcut names, and we stick to those shortcut names like a key to how to search. So no
For
matter,
sure.
like, yeah, if it's police, it's
No,
all
great
coded the
idea.
same. If it's this program, all coded the same. What that looks like, I don't know who's going to make that, but it would help
Hey,
any
we came up
consistent
with an abbreviation list. We can come up with a
photo
key.
acronyms.
And it'll just be attached to those guidelines probably, so that if
Yeah,
people go into Libris, they can search.
I think the tagging, especially in our database, that's what we're talking about there.
Yep, for sure. That's a thank you, Leslie. For the colleges, what kind of updates do we have? We can start with Moreno Valley because it's alphabetical. And I know Robert's not here, but Leslie, can you share what you're doing? And if you want, I can pull up his email, but.
I could chime in. I know I sent you some things. And Chris, if we forget anything, Chris can chime in. But for Moreno Valley Marketing, we currently have billboards up. We're starting new billboards for the new semester. We have radio ads that are going. Our president is about to be on the radio to do like a promo for us. We've also been doing a lot of email campaigns. We have paid social media now. Chris is making lots of new videos to market for the upcoming semester, President's Welcome, Hero, banner video display. And we're really focusing on the family aspect of marketing, like, because Moreno Valley is a family institution, bringing in the family, but also like the why of why students are here and why they need to stay so that way they retain. So, our president came up with something called a cat call. So everybody, because we're Mountain Lions, to know your counselor, advisor, and tutor for every single pathway. And we're doing marketing around that. So that way they can know who their support is without question, because I guess a study showed that people who see a counselor, advisor, and tutor have a 60% higher success rate. And of course, working in on our digital signage and getting our marquee up. But Chris, chime in if we forgot anything, because I know we work on so much stuff.
Well, the thing is really the president's podcast, and that's been one heavy duty production, but that's been underway. So we have like how many episodes in the can? Four episodes in the can or something like that. So yeah, we got more coming. That's kind of been the main thing here at MVC. So we're just kind of focusing on that. And yeah, I'm just pretty much keeping up with our current events, social media, and then all these other projects that we're doing that are student focused aspects of visual marketing.
Cool. Thank you. Brady, Norco, Lindsay,
Yeah, I'm kind of
Oliver.
jealous of all that. That's awesome. We're currently working on CTE videos and have a with the Michael Collins and all of that, we've got a lot of analysis on social media and click-throughs and that type of thing that come out every couple of months. But Lindsay, go ahead and share whatever you want. Oh, side note, if you're bored tomorrow, we're doing the Battle of the Bands at 6 p.m., seven bands, and it's going to be exciting.
Awesome.
All right. So right now we have a ton of new social ads that are about to come out. So we got dual enrollment, general enrollment with a winter focus, the CTE. Those are going to be set to go out mid-November, so just in a couple weeks. So that's pretty exciting. And then along with that, we're going to have a billboard that's going to be going out on the 91 Freeway by Surface Club. And then We're also working on getting our 35th anniversary materials together. So we have a new website, like landing page with toolkit and a bunch of different things that people can start utilizing to start celebrating the rollout of our 35th anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Patrick, Thea, Jessica.
To be honest with you, I think I'm going to defer to Jessica. Maybe she has a little more in touch with what's going on right now.
Sounds good. It sounds like we need to meet more, Patrick. I'm going to come bug you next. I'm going to start with Thea because she's a rock star, and we've been working together to get credit for prior learning rolling and rocking. So I'll let her dive deeper into what we're planning for that. But our billboards, our art for the billboards, thanks to Chris and her team for the rush on that, because I know that it was a nightmare. Thank you, Mark. So thank you so much. But we got our billboards going. Art handed off to the billboard company. So we have three billboards for this month, next month, and then we'll have a month in April that they threw in for us. And then we have a first gen video that was worked on, and we're going to turn it into a smaller social media videos and hopefully boost those videos is kind of like the move that we're trying to make towards, so that we could get some more brand awareness and awareness, even though we've been here for 100 years, more awareness of us. And then we did a branding shoot with a bunch of people in You Matter shirts. And so we're working on processing those and then hopefully getting those into the database. And then housing is gearing up to be launched. We were hoping to be launched by November 1st, but we were running into some hiccups with Element 451. And so we have our flyer and all that ready, but then also getting the new housing person on board so that she's aware of the whole process. So I've been working on that, and I know I'm missing. Oh, and then we're also working on some brand awareness when it comes to swag. So we're trying to get some more of the black shirts, and Daniel's helping coordinate that. Along with some more You Matter stuff that we can utilize to have some more brand awareness around campus, which will then hopefully help every other aspect of our campus. But I'll hand it over to Thea.
Yeah, so we had a regional grant for HRTP for CPL and MSJ. No, wait. MSJC ended up not using their money, so we swiped it. And Jessica jumped into action. It was fantastic. And so we have been moving very quickly. And I know, Jessica, I think we're meeting right after this. So
yeah.
You've done a phenomenal job kind of jumping in. We certainly didn't expect this, but we will never turn away money. So I think that is going really well. I know the non-credit mailer is going out. I think, Mark, is that on your desk?
Not physically at the moment, but we're in the final revision phases of it. Hopefully going to the printer next week.
I just want to make sure in my mind, this is the extended learning brochure mailer. That's okay. You said non-credit. I associate them, but they're, I do separate them because they're a little different. And you can be non-credit and not extended learning, right? It's all non-credit as extended learning. Like I can use those interchangeably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so, I believe you because it's Thea. Somebody else nodding their head at me.
They're trying to rebrand it because it's like inherently kind of deficit, right? It's non-credit.
Sure.
So that's why we're calling it extended learning. Now we haven't necessarily.
That's why we changed it from adult ed to extended learning too.
Yeah. Because adult ed people often think of high school and like high school diploma
continuation, ABD,
which we don't have. So I don't know. There is a non-credit committee, not an extended learning, but a non-credit committee that I think discussed that last time. So my guess is that they're going to kind of double down and trying to be more intentional about that language and saying extended learning. But also, who knows? It's a committee. You never know what's going to happen. So the extended learning mailer, because I know, Mark, we sent in some edits, but then I think what got to you maybe wasn't exactly. There were more edits. So anyway, the colleges will want to review that one more time before it goes out, because there's been some, it's like a game of telephone. So good luck to you. But I think that is it for me.
I forgot to mention that We're also working on hopefully getting swag for Thea for her credit for prior learning.
Oh, yeah.
But that's our kind of discussion that we're going to be having along with social media marketing for her. So we're working on that. And then I also forgot to mention that we're working on the president's presence on social media. So we're posting for midterms, finals, beginning of the semester, of him giving just like a wish you luck kind of message and resources. And then Tiger Backers. Tiger Backers is officially relaunched. We just had an event. The event went awesome. I think only 30 RSVP'd, but we had about 50 to 60 people there. And we're helping coordinate that information both internally and externally to different people around campus. So,
yeah, Tiger Backers was getting that off the ground was good. Any other questions, comments for any of the colleges? Chris, is there anything else from the district that you want to add?
Well, just two notes from what was just mentioned. On the CPL and the extended learning, and correct me if I'm wrong, Thea, but I believe both of those are district-wide. So the three billboards that are being contracted for that month and a half are across the district, right? One in each college area. And as far as the mailing for the extended learning, that's also going district-wide. It's a district-wide brochure that'll get mailed to 310,000 households. So that will affect all of the colleges. We have some other district-wide campaigns that are going that if you listen to the board report that I did
at 10 o'clock at night
on Monday, you'd get a feeling for that. And if it's I don't know that we have time to go through all of that, but we do have a persistence postcard that will go out again in December that we do each year. We have a enrollment campaign that's going out for all three colleges digitally. And then we're preparing right now to go out with our STEM campaign that will include a brochure, landing page, social media posts. So those are all going.
Renee, can you, when we're done at some point today, can you just send the last the board report at the slides to the collective? That way you guys can scroll through. You can see what's going out for your colleges and what's being planned.
I also want to highlight, like, shout out to Thea for the CPL campaign, because although it's a district-wide initiative, she helped coordinate the district-wide coordination of it. Sorry, my toddler wants to be involved in the meeting. But I just want to give her a shout out because she's the person that really got the program off the ground and originally was going to be RCC and then was gracious and extended it to everybody. So
that's kind of you. It really was me just being like, everyone, we're just doing this. Let's move.
How shit gets done.
Right? Just we're taking saying. MSGs. We're going. So that's good. Kind of you. Give me way more credit.
Hey, if you could get CPL in the district strategic plan, that would make Sigrid really happy. Oh, sorry. Okay, that happened. If there are any future items, please let us know. The DMCC email that Chris mentioned earlier that Renee has set up for all of our DSPC committees, which I greatly appreciate because it makes it easier to track and streamline things. Send us future agenda items. You know what's coming up at the next meeting because we talked about at least the three. But I appreciate this group and I keep it on the agenda intentionally so that you all, if you ever need it, can ever go back. But you also know all of those things that are listed and are completed have come to and through this committee. So I appreciate the feedback, both at the committee level, all of the work that the team underneath it does to bring it to this reality, because those updates do impact a decent amount of people's day jobs. So, and then hopefully on the management rolling up a higher level that we see it and we go, oh, look, it was so much better because these things were in place and we could reference a brand guide or a style guide, or we had knew where the request form was. So I appreciate you all bringing things so that we can put it in place and then people understand the difference between a logo and a visual mark. So unless there's anything else for the good of the group, happy Friday. Have a great weekend.
Happy Friday.
Thanks, y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.